Well, I have set an alarm for myself on my watch today. It's a very unfair situation for someone like me, just so you know. Because we're going to have what I'm calling our Vision Sunday. So I was supposed to take a break from the book of Matthew to talk about this, but then couldn't help myself. But what we want to do with our vestry meeting, which our vestry meeting is where we confirm our budget together as a people, and our priorities should be reflected in our budgets, of course, right? That where our heart is, there our money will be also. And so we want our budget to reflect our core vision. And so I want to take a moment to just talk about where we've come a bit, where we're going, what we hope to see in this next year. But then it's the shortest Sunday of the year I have to talk about that. That just seems unfair, doesn't it? Now, I've been going through some things the past few weeks. As you know, going through some health challenges. And my response to these types of challenges is to create more space and more time to be with Jesus. To sit quietly, to understand what is going on in my body and how is it reflective of what's going on in my soul. What am I feeling in my soul? And what's happening at the deepest level in my heart between Jesus and me? What parts of me is he trying to get in touch with? Because sometimes I can find parts of my heart have been hidden away. And I think I'm going to talk about this a lot more through Lent. And oftentimes Jesus is speaking to those parts of me, and I'm so disconnected to that part of my heart, I don't even know what's going on. You ever felt that? Where you're like, something is stirring in me and I don't understand it? And because it's a part of me that's been lost and Jesus is at work resurrecting it? And so I've been trying to give lots of time to just hear from Jesus, hear what he's trying to do in me, hear where he's trying to lead me. And this text has been kind of the big point that stuck out for me. And it's these words primarily where Jesus says, I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. This is how Jesus describes the vision of his ministry. God in flesh, saving the world, says, let me describe for you why you should listen to me, what I do, but who I am, and the impact that it has on you. So if we read the whole couple verses here, it's the invitation. Come to me, come to God, come to Jesus, all people who labor and are heavy laden. So come to me, all of you who are laboring with heavy burdens. This is Jesus' ministry. And I, so it's this personal interaction, Jesus himself dealing with those who are struggling with heavy burdens, I will be the one to give you the rest that you're looking for. Is that good news yet? Take my yoke upon you. So the picture is of like a yoke and oxen. What he's saying is take my way upon you. My way of being, my way of living, my way of doing, my way of relating to God and to the world and to all things. Take my way upon you. And then I love this line. And learn from me. Is that a good invitation? The invitation is come to me, all of you who are working hard with heavy burdens. If I say, who is that? You should all have enough self-awareness to say, that's me. Or I could shadow you in your life for a day and say, see, that That thought, that feeling, that's the part Jesus wants. I could do that. I would actually enjoy that. I will give you rest. Take my way upon you and learn from me. So it's not a way disconnected from the person of Jesus. It's a way that is the person of Jesus. The life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus provides for us a way. But then he says this. I love it in Scripture when these words pop up. For means because. Because of. You can come to me, take my way, learn from me, because I am gentle. Jesus is gentle. Now, why is Jesus gentle? Because he's so powerful, he can create the change, the transformation, and the help you need with gentleness. He is not insecure about his ability to save you. And because he's not insecure about his ability to save you, he can be gentle about saving you. Do you hear me? The gentleness of Jesus to save the world. I'm gentle and lowly. I like the translation here, lowly versus humble. Humble, same means the same thing, but lowly has to do with this idea of I'm with you. Because those who need to be saved, need to be helped, need to be transformed, have a recognition of their lowliness, don't they? I do. I really, really need a Savior. I really, really need help. I really, really need Jesus. It's not religious in the sense of like, let me show you my devotion. It's like, no, for real. I can't do a day without him. I can't do a moment. And when I do, I regret it. Lowliness is Jesus stooping into what we are in and understanding it. Understanding us, but understanding what's wrong even better than we do. So he's gentle and he's in it with us, but it says he's lowly in heart. So whatever he does from that place of being with us is intimate from him. It's personal from him and it's genuine in him. So he's genuinely gentle. This is not just the Savior's bedside manner and then leaves the room and he's like, man, that guy's ridiculous. It's genuine. He deeply means his gentleness towards us. His lowliness is authentic. And in him, in the presence of Jesus, who is gentle and lowly from the heart, we find rest for our day-to-day practicalities? Nope. We find rest for the soul. So when you come in feeling agitated, feeling afraid, feeling discouraged, thinking dark thoughts, this is the part that Jesus wants you to find rest and feel it. Is this good news? So why do I say all this today? When I think about our vision, since moving here, every time I go for a walk and maybe my heart's getting a bit low, I'm getting a bit overwhelmed, you know what shows up just about every time? Eagles. Eagles. I don't know what it is about that. My timer just went off. But I always find it draws me up into an ascended perspective. I always see an eagle and I think, what's the vision? And the vision tends to be, what are going to be the great things that we do this year? And my answer to that is this. This vision that describes Jesus' ministry is the highest, most glorious, most powerful vision we could hope to have for this year. Is that Christ Church Oceanside would carry this message, would be this way, and would live this way of Jesus. That the most impactful thing we can do, we can hope for the Mid-Island and for the nation, is that we would experience Jesus as gentle and lowly in heart to our heart. Hear me. That we would experience Jesus as gentle and lowly. That we would become a people, even more so than we already are, who are gentle and who are lowly. Because who are we called to serve? Who are we called to reach? Who do we long to see come to know the saving power of Jesus? The broken and the lowly. It doesn't mean we're pulling our confidence or our strength of movement in the island. It just means we're so confident in the gospel's ability to work. We're so confident that Jesus does save that we can do it in a gentle and lowly manner. That's genuine. We don't need facades of strength, facades of glory, and shows of significance, do we? Jesus doesn't need that from us. What we want is to be a people who are gentle and lowly, who minister to hearts, because that's where change happens. And as we move towards Lent, I feel like Jesus has some big things for us. That Jesus is going to hit those hard-to-reach places and bring deep and meaningful transformation and intimacy with Him. So, I have to stop. I have to stop. Oh, it's a sin. It's a sin. Church should be 4 hours. I'm convinced.